welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I thank the Lord for this time that we share together. It's so precious, and I'm just praying that as you hear the word of the Lord, that you will be encouraged, that you'll be refreshed, and that the Spirit of the Lord will minister to you. In fact, I'm going to ask Him to do that right now. Father, you see every listener, those that have had a very difficult or trying day. Lord, I ask that you would just lift the pressure and the stress, and Lord, let them just relax in you. Let every bit of tension and distress be drained from them. Lord, you said we're to cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. And so right now, by faith, every burden, every care, every trouble, every concern, every fear, Lord, we just rebuke fear. You've not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. And Lord, we cast all those burdens, all those things that would weigh us down. Lord, we weren't meant to carry burdens. Lord, you said sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof, not to be concerned the fall of the air. They don't have to be concerned about the lilies of the field, about how they're going to survive, how they're going to continue. And Lord, our Heavenly Father knows that we're of much greater value than they. And so, Lord, we thank you for that faith that would just energize our heart and our being, knowing that your love is extended to us in our personal lives, in our personal circumstances. Because you are God, you care so intimately, so deeply, so personally about every one of your children. Lord, grant that revelation and understanding in greater dimensions. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for it. Praise God. Well, we've been looking at the seasons of the Lord. Thus far, we've looked at times of refreshing, and we are just concluding seasons of need that the Word of God talks about. James makes reference to it. Peter makes reference. He was speaking to the early church. They were going through some times of severe persecution, and yet he said that it's just for a season, that even though they may have been in heaviness for a season, that God was able to strengthen them. He said, rejoice in 1 Peter 4:12 through 16, rejoice inasmuch as ye partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad with exceeding joy. As I shared recently, and others have said, everything comes to pass. Nothing stays forever, except when God brings us into a new dispensation, when he sets up his kingdom on earth. That'll continue for 1,000 years, and then there will be an eternity, a time of an endless present, a time of eternal bliss for those who have chosen Jesus as Lord. Praise God. But as we were looking at a season of need, there are times that there are strong personal temptations, and then there's times of religious or civil persecution which try men's souls. And many of our brothers and sisters right now are going through that in the nations of the world. The Middle East, there are Christians that are being crucified. They are being beheaded. I read an email from a missionary who said that the ISIL is going into towns and actually beheading the children, and they refuse to deny Jesus. Their parents have instilled such fervent faith in them. We're living in perilous times, and there are forces at work in this nation, and perhaps you've already heard and are aware of it, that there's a hostile attitude toward Christians. Many in this nation have that. We don't know what's ahead, but we do know that regardless of what the future holds, sounds. We hear the word of the apostle telling us, think it not strange, as though some strange things happen to you, but rejoice. If our material possessions are confiscated, we're to rejoice, knowing that we have in heaven a better and enduring substance. Hebrews 10:34, the apostle says, "For ye had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your needs, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and enduring substance." All of our material things, if Jesus returns, we're going to go to be with him. But if death should take us to the presence of the Lord, every material thing we have is going to be left behind. So our true treasures are in heaven. That's where our concern should be. That's where we should make every attempt to store our treasures there. So there's seasons of personal temptations, there's religious or civil persecution, there's financial need. So many in this time, even Christians, and I know that are on a part of my spiritual family, they've lost their homes or they're homeless even presently. And there are physical afflictions that stubbornly refuse to yield to believing prayer when one's doing all he or she knows to do. But beloved, the point to remember is that each is only a season. It's a temporary time, which, if one maintains his faith in God and in his word, will be followed by victory in that area of life. Such is the nature of the overcomer who will ultimately inherit all things. Now, of course, the work of the enemy is to get you to lose your faith in God and in his word, but through God's strength and power, may not such a thing occur to you. All right, now let's go on to another season, a much more pleasant and joyous season, and that's a season of fruitfulness or harvest or of reaping. 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7 says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." Peter promises, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that we will be exalted in due time, in God's time, if we humble ourselves in the present time in which we find ourselves. Psalm 1, 2, and 3 says, talking about a man who delights in the law of the Lord, his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water that bringeth forth, listen, his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. So this scripture alone tells us that there will be fruit in his season, a season that the Lord defines. Note, a tree does not bear fruit continually year-round. Isn't that true in the natural? If properly cared for, however, it does bear fruit at the proper time it's supposed to. Many times there's a period of pruning early on to ensure a more abundant harvest in the picking season. I know, living in my present situation, I have not quite 3 acres, and there's some fruit trees as well as other trees on there. And I've learned there's a whole protocol in caring for trees. Last fall, I had a couple out and they pruned the fruit trees. And my goodness, the apricot tree this year just has so many prunes, or not prunes, but apricots, that I thought the limbs might break. And so, beloved, God knows what he's doing in the seasons of our lives, Jesus said in the 15th chapter of John, verses 1 and 2, "My Father is the husbandman, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth much more fruit." That there's a harvest time. You, beloved, have a God-appointed harvest time. And if you will prepare yourself for it, you will be assured of bringing forth your fruit in your season. By bringing forth fruit, you glorify the Father as well as demonstrate your discipleship, that you are a follower of Jesus. In John, the 15th chapter, verse 8, Jesus said, "Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. Praise God. So there's seasons of fruitfulness, and there's a harvest time. There's a season of harvest, and that's a time of deep spiritual fulfillment in the Lord. We're promised that we will eat the labor of our hands. We will be happy, very happy and well, and we will see our families producing the fruit of God's blessings in their lives. We will, if we continually fear the Lord and walk in His ways. That's so important. And there's a precious scripture found in Psalm 128, and I'm going to turn and read that. This psalm says, "Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in His ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, thy children like olive plants round about thy table." Well, this is a scripture and verse that some of you need to claim. "Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children," that's your grandchildren, "and peace upon Israel. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in His ways, for thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands, and it shall be well with thee." Well, that's a beautiful scripture to close this broadcast with, that there is joy, there is harvest. It's not all season of persecution. It's not all a season of need, but there are times of great harvest, and the Lord, I believe, is saving the very best for last. Praise God. Well, thank you for joining me. And with the Lord's help, we'll conclude this on tomorrow's broadcast. Thank you so much for your prayer support as well as your financial help. You see, and partners, how I thank the Lord for you. And if the Lord's moving on your heart, beloved, either to write or send an offering, you obey Him because He has a reason and a purpose for so doing. I love you. God bless you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.